Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has 38 member countries, and it regularly runs surveys to discover the level of trust that people have in their government. Overall, it's discovered that about 44% of people have little or no trust in their government. This result is not that surprising. People are endlessly critical of political leaders and deeply cynical about the whole political process. However, I'm sure that the situation in Crete, when Paul wrote to Titus, was a great deal worse. And to add to that, Cretans were notoriously turbulent and quarrelsome and were inclined to challenge every kind of authority. So Paul's words would have come as a huge challenge to them. In his letter to the Romans, Paul gave his fundamental reason for encouraging obedience to the government. He believed that their authority came from God, and so rebelling against the government was, in fact, a form of rebellion against God himself. Paul reasoned that the authorities struck fear in people who were doing wrong, not those who were doing right, and so the general public should have no reason to be afraid of them. Indeed, he argued that if the people did what was right, then the authorities would honour them. The authorities were God's servants and were sent for the very purpose of punishing those who did wrong. For all of these reasons, Paul was convinced that Christians should live as good, responsible citizens and should pay their taxes willingly. These challenging words should cause us to reflect on our own relationship with the authorities in our society. Paul would certainly urge us to live as good citizens and to give thanks for those who give us security and an ordered society. I don't believe that Paul was suggesting that we should simply accept everything the government does. Rather, as good and responsible citizens, we should find ways to encourage and support those who bear such heavy responsibilities. So let me ask you this question. In what way should we show our support for our government? Now let's pray together. Father God, we pray for those who govern our country. Grant them your wisdom and peace, and help us always to serve you well as a citizen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.